So tomorrow will be a march through Sunset Park, Brooklyn, and it'll end in a rally in front of Metropolitan Detention Center, which is a maximum security federal facility which has been holding detainees since September 11th. The rally is a solidarity day being organized by the Campaign to Stop the Disappearances, which is made up of our group, which is DRUM, This Is Rising Up and Moving, plus the Prison Moratorium Project, plus the Coalition for the Human Rights of Immigrants. And the general theme for tomorrow's event, the reason that we're marching through Sunset Park and going to the detention center, is to build a solidarity amongst different immigrant and non-immigrant people of color communities around the issues of detentions, its connection to prisons, and racial profiling affecting many different people of color communities now since the Patriot Act.
How many people are involved in the, or in different kinds of organizations are involved in the mobilization?
The three organizations that I listed are the ones that are in the Campaign to Stop the Disappearances, which was launched on January 21st with a march at Passaic County Jail back then, which had the largest number of detainees being held in any facility in the country. But the ongoing weekly rallies that happen at Metropolitan Detention Center are organized by the Justice for Detainees Coalition.
Now, what about the issue of representation? None of these folks are actually being represented as we speak, correct?
The detainees, the representation situation has improved a lot since January, actually since about last November, when we were one of the first groups to actually go into detention centers and find out that there was hundreds of people in there. At that point, almost none of them had representation. From about November through the last few months, that number has increased because of mobilization on the ground, because of the protests in front of the jails, because of the increased pressure on the INS. They've been forced to allow in legal organizations and human rights organizations and the media, which they were not doing at all before. Back in November and December, these people were literally at least 1,000 people in New Jersey jails, which almost no one even knew about.